Reframing and changing perspective are powerful techniques in conducting a coaching interview, especially with LGBTQ+ individuals. It is about helping the person break away from their usual thought patterns, often limiting, to see the situation in a new light. It is an invitation to expand their field of vision, to consider other viewpoints, to unlock unsuspected resources. Reframing starts from the principle that we do not react to reality itself, but to the representation we have of it. Each individual perceives the world through the filter of their experiences, beliefs, values. This framework conditions our emotions and behaviors. By altering this frame, we change the meaning and impact of the situation. As Paul Watzlawick states, a phenomenon remains incomprehensible as long as the field of observation is not wide enough to include the context in which said phenomenon occurs. Let's take the example of a transgender person painfully experiencing the rejection of their family. Their thinking frame is, I am abnormal, I do not deserve to be loved. A reframe might be, your family struggles to understand your identity, but that does not question your value as a person. You deserve respect and love, regardless of their acceptance. This reframe shifts the problem. It is no longer situated in the person's identity, but in the ability of those around them to accept difference. Reframing allows us to escape dead ends by considering new perspectives. Faced with a difficulty, we often tend to go in circles in our thoughts, to rehash the same pessimistic scenarios. By proposing a different angle, the coach opens new paths for reflection and action. It's about moving from a problem-oriented logic to a solution-oriented one, from a static vision to a dynamic one. Imagine a lesbian person who dares not come out at work for fear of rejection. Their thinking frame is, if I say I'm a lesbian, I'm going to be discriminated against and lose my job. A reframe could be, what if you saw this coming out as an opportunity to create more authentic relationships with your colleagues, to help change attitudes within your company? This change of perspective shifts the focus from the risks to the potential benefits, from the threat to the stimulating challenge. Reframing acts like a lever for change by altering the meaning the person gives to their experience. It allows one to relativize negative beliefs, to reevaluate failures as learning experiences, to transform constraints into resources. It is a powerful tool for resilience that helps to bounce back in the face of difficulties. For LGBTQ+ individuals who have often internalized invalidating messages about their identity, reframing is a path to a more positive self-image. In a practical sense, the coach can introduce reframing through questions that encourage a change of viewpoint. What if you were to look at this situation differently, what would you see? Let's imagine that this problem is actually an opportunity. What possibilities would this open up? If your best friend were going through this situation, what advice would you give them? The coach can also directly suggest a reframe, being careful not to impose it, but instead offering it for the individual's consideration. I wonder if we could see things from another angle. Another possible interpretation could be, the aim is to offer alternatives, not to impose a truth. It is vital that the reframing is adapted to the individual's framework. It must resonate with their values, aspirations, language. A reframe that is too out of line or premature can risk rejection. The coach must proceed step by step, ensuring that the person is ready to consider other perspectives. Positive exceptions, moments when the person has managed to overcome their difficulties, can be used as grounding points for the reframe by tying it to their experience. A change of perspective doesn't happen on command, it is a gradual process. The coach plants seeds that will gradually germinate in the individual's mind. Some reframing suggestions may be rejected or take time to integrate. The key is to stimulate cognitive flexibility, the ability to see a situation from multiple angles. The more the person practices changing their perspective, the more they gain an inner freedom. For LGBTQ+ individuals, reframing is an invitation to deconstruct the heteronormative and cisnormative schemas that permeate our society. It's an empowerment tool that allows for liberation from internalized injunctions, to reclaim one's identity. By learning to reframe disapproving looks, difficult coming outs, and stifling norms, the individual asserts their right to exist in all their uniqueness. Reframing is also a remarkable creativity tool that opens up a realm of possibilities. By shaking up our usual thought frames, it stimulates imagination, innovation, boldness. For LGBTQ+ individuals who have often had to limit their dreams and aspirations, It is a breath of fresh air. To reframe is to allow oneself to desire, to explore, to invent one's life off the beaten path. Of course, reframing has its limitations. It is not about blind positivity or denying the very real difficulties faced by LGBTQ+ individuals. The coach must be careful not to fall into magical thinking or denial of reality. Reframing is one tool among many, and should be articulated with empathy, validation of emotions, recognition of injustices. But by opening new windows onto reality, it contributes to expanding the person's ability to act. In summary, reframing and changing perspective are powerful catalysts for transformation in LGBTQ+ individuals' coaching. By disrupting limiting thought patterns, exploring other viewpoints, they allow for unblocking stuck situations and releasing resources. For individuals often confined within narrow normative frameworks, this is a fantastic tool for self-affirmation and creativity. By learning to reframe their experience, they reclaim their story and become architects of their destiny. The coach, with their art of questioning and cognitive flexibility, is a valuable companion on this journey toward more inner freedom. He points, reframing and changing perspective are powerful techniques in LGBTQ+ individuals' coaching. They help them break away from limiting thought patterns and see their situation in a new light. We react to our representation of reality, conditioned by our experiences, beliefs, and values. Altering this frame of reference changes the meaning and impact of a situation. Reframing allows for escaping from dead ends, shifting from a problem-oriented to a solution-oriented logic. It acts as a lever for change by altering the meaning given to an experience. For LGBTQ+ individuals who have often internalized invalidating messages, reframing offers a path to a more positive self-image and greater resilience. The coach introduces reframing through questions, encouraging a change of viewpoint, making sure to adapt it to the individual's framework. It's a gradual process that stimulates cognitive flexibility. For LGBTQ+ individuals, reframing allows for deconstructing internalized heteronormative and cisnormative schemas, reclaiming their identity. It's a tool for empowerment and creativity. Reframing has its limits. It does not deny real difficulties. But by opening up new perspectives, it contributes to expanding the individual's ability to act. To conclude, reframing is a powerful catalyst for transformation in the coaching of LGBTQ+ individuals, allowing them to break free from limiting frameworks, assert their singularity, and become architects of their own destiny.